Pure, sound clear, and stuff that shines like Rosh Hashanah. And Yeshiva University continued. Focus, Adonai, Tashin, and Press, March 17, 1988, on Thursday, continued.
But first, the Gemara said that subdued the Hashem, the Gemara should be Chabad in the Rabbah. So the Gemara says, so the Mele is through the Ligosh, but it's a Raya that, but from Abaye, it's a Raya that we saw some of the Raya said, because if it's only or some of the Rabbah on the Rosh Hashanah. So why does the Torah have to mention a special day of Akosum of Psara Allah say, the Raya say, it's Mutah, so it's Raya, it's also the Raya. And the Gemara in the Teretz, Hana Mile, the Cholat Rekule, Cholat Rekule, and that there is no Xeros Akos of Tas Machshebes. Some Mele, so some of the Raya, let's say, in regard to the Yisrael of Hisham Loch of Medat Zoraz, so there is no Yisrael of Raya, but the Machine is happening, because the element of PD is lacking. But Vashem can be some of Mega Charas, so some of the eyes of the squat the Kule. So it's only us in the Rabon, but in the Rabon it's us there, so it's with the Niklos. Since by Shabbos it's only us in the Rabon, not because Tziruf per se is in the Rabon. Tziruf per se is with the Raise, but Tziruf, the Dovashem is Chabe, is only us in the Rabon. Like all Melochas, the Raises, Domashim Mishrabe is Oseh Midrabonon, not Midraitzi, but Lach Nasheles. And why is it Mutar here the Chatzchile? Because in Shfuz be Midrash. Right, I don't think it's a regular thing. No. So we'll leave it here. Now, one second. Now, yesterday I asked you. Now, we want to show in Pesach. So, we'll leave it here till after Pesach. We still have to reach the Mishnah of the Nisim Kli Tachasaneh. So, there will be at least two more shul. I mean, until we reach the Mishnah. But that we'll do after Pesach. Then we'll have to start another pair. So, we decide that. But, now, how about the offer I made? Okay, so. Now the question is, now let me see how you know something.
Shiurim involved in the Sefer Shabbos by Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University, Tesvav Shvat HaTov Shemem Ches, February 4th, 1988, and Thursday.
The Chatzchila means this question whether you're allowed to leave it on the stove. The Evid means you left it on the stove. Be sir, are you allowed to eat it after? It's an altogether different subject matter, different flesh. So, holy chatchile hodi edit. So the price of that one is Zion, where Rav Meir is Machmir. So they are discussing the question whether she is Mutter or she is not Mutter. The price of Lametches, where Rav Meir is Mekil, discussing the question, well, if you are Masha B'Yisra, are you allowed to eat Tapshil? So is Mekil. The Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbi Namle Kashi. Kan bi grufo uktumo, kan bi sheine grufo uktumo. Kan bi sheine grufo uktumo. So in other words, in the So he says, the price of that one is Zion, Rebbe is Mekir, so he has reference to Kufo Ktumo, so there, and there the question is what you are Chatchili allowed to be Mashi. But he has reference to Kufo Ktumo, so then Rebbe Yudah is Mekir. But here he has reference to a Kiro that is Einigar or Einigatum, and of course you're not allowed to be Mashi. What he discusses with Soji or Mashi, he's a Tafum with a Bill or not, so here is Mashi. Now, Tesis points out, even though the Gemara says in respect to the Kasha, but I mean this is something that all the Rishonim agree on, even if the Rishonim didn't say it, we would have to say it. Otherwise, we couldn't understand the Gemara. As Tesis points out in the Tesis that even though the Gemara spells out in respect to the Kashya Dramea Dramea, the Gemara spells out the Teretz, Luit Kashya Holechatchilo Dievet, and doesn't spell out the Teretz, Kam Bikufo Ktumo, Kam Bishen Bikufo Ktumo, and vis-a-vis the Kashya Drabira Drabjuda, the Gemara spells out the Teretz, Luit Kashya Kam Bikufo Ktumo, Kam Bishen Bikufo Ktumo. But what Gemara says, Olechatchilo Odeved, in respect to the Kashi between Rameir and Rameir, applies to the Kashi between Rabbiuna and Rabbiuna. And what Gemara says, in respect to the Kashi between Rabbiuna and Rabbiuna, Kam Begufo Ktumo, Kam Bishenu Gufo Ktumo, applies to the Kashi between Rameir and Rameir too. I mean, all the Rishonim say that. I mean, you can't, we would have to say, even if no Rishon had mentioned it. All right. Loi kashi, kam bi kufo ktumo, kam bi sheini kufo ktumo. Kam bi kufo ktumo, aido ilai, rabi kufo ktumo. No, hol chatchile mishne kamai se, lisht chatchile kamai, vham bi isho kufo koma, demud aleicho. Kam bi kufo ktumo, aido ilai, rabi kufo ktumo. Kibitone bo mashin al gabi kufo ktumo, so rabi yubi ze meikil. Vei mashin al sheini kufo, mai mashin al kufo shi, Tam Lishis Ramirim, Hilkat Lukat Kurishor Rabbi, Rochet Shini Grupo, Hilkat Ebedos. I really should start next week of Gemara, but it's already, I mean, definitely bounce. Anyway, I thought that I would be able to reach the Mishnah of Allah. I said during that up because. Alright, so. For next week, you should be ready, but ready well. I mean, then the super of the Mishnah Nisim Bitzvah may come, but everything so it's a very difficult to do. But you should go over the Gemara up to that men on the base, the fourth line from the top of them, Tom Rabbon and his son, and Robin Kilegan on the door.
June involved in the Sefer Shabbos by Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University, Tesla Shvat Hitav Shemem Kess, February 28th and Wednesday, continue.
Not on the basis, I mean, but to the Das, as a preceding the Chochmah Netzvimah. The Chochmah and the Tefillah form the foundation of the Das. And when somebody mentions a Psak and the basis of Das Torah is a terrific thing, but the Das Torah has to be based upon Chochmah and Tefillah. It must show Gemores, Hashemim, Achenim, the way one Paskin Shishayim was of a Cholot. That's the way we have to pass Kinshalas in regard to the state of Israel. Not on the basis of intuitive Pashkol. There is no such thing as intuitive Pashkol. We are not Levim, unfortunately. We don't have Ruach HaKiddush. So, Chochmah of Nabi, only if the Chochmah resorts to the Das and the basis of the Chochmah in the Tfunah. Not if he uses the Das as the foundation for the Chochmah. Of course, Das Torah is a very important thing, but then will be there Shehova. No one used the Das as the foundation for the Chochmah and the Tfunah. The Chochmah and the Tfunah served as the foundation for the Das. So anyway, some melee, the Mishalevis Teretzis, the Maran Ritblak says, a husband can force the wife even bismarazeh, because insofar, so the Mishalev says, because Parama wouldn't be arguably subhabna chanke. So there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is implicit in the possible Yerushim Yishaftim. So as far as Yerushim Yishaftim go, that's a mitzvah kiyums. That's a mitzvah kiyums. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a chayt. Some mele, it's only mitzigiyumis. Some mele, even mitzuve lo davar tisor. Even mitzuve, but kriyeh there can be, just as there is kriyeh legabi Yerushalayim, there is certainly no mitzvah chiyuvis to live in Yerushalayim, and still there is a kriyeh, because it's a big schus, it's a big mitzigiyumis to live in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim you have an opportunity to mekayim extra mitzvahs and the life of more Jews in Yerushalayim. So the mele, as far as moving to the soil, so there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is a mitzvah gyum, it's the Rishon Lishaftim. So a husband can force the wife, even bismarazeh, because of the mitzvah of the Rishon Lishaftim, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but a mitzvah gyumis. So just as you can force, because of the extra kedusha of Yerushalayim, you can force because of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But a wife can only force the Bizman HaBayis, because the Bizman HaBayis, so true, the mitzvah of the Rishon Lishaftim is only mitzvah gyumis. Or the Shishon Mitzvah, so therefore the Saftest also. So the Medrash says, in the soil, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis because of the opportunity of being kindness that we borrowed. But the Zman HaZeh, Rav Nachman Kain says, we cannot do it. The Zman HaZeh, the Zman of Rav Nachman Kain, Rav Rutenberg, in the same situation. So mele, there is, and as far as the mitzvah chiyuvis of the Rishon Lishaftim, so the Zman says, that's the meaning of kibush, and noshim lav no kibush meaning. So by noshim, it's not even a mitzvah kiyumis, because noshim lav no kibush meaning, and the kibush. Some mele, so that's the Reb Chaim. I asked the kasha against Reb Chaim. How does Reb Chaim say that Reb Yehuda and Shmuel, so you should say it? They both agree that the Gzeiras HaKosh, applies to other waters too. But Reb Yehuda holds that Gusha Shmio is written Shalosh Iblobe. So Melee, it doesn't apply to outer soil, so it's like Chutzlot. So Melee, it applies to outer soil also. Mashen Kishmuel, he holds that Gusha Shmio is Kishalosh Iblobe. If it's Kishalosh Iblobe, so Melee, outer soil is excluded from the possibility of the Bell of the Bell of the Shem of the Lord. Only Shorah Rotzes, but we see from the Ramban that the mitzvah of Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael depends upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ramban, and the Chanam, the Pchaim will agree, but the Pchaim discusses the Ramban, and the Ramban ist Chelek an Rambam. Der Rambam, das nach Menschengericht in die Schachtel von Minam ist. Why? Because it's only a Ptochen Yud, it's only a Mitzvah Kiyubis, not a Mitzvah Kiyubis. But, according to the Rambam, it's also true that Leilom Yod Rodom Be'az Yisrael Vakul Biyo Sherubo Akum Va Yod Bechutz Lo Ach Biyo Shem Yisrael. That's because of the mitzvah Sheishon in Tizra Esodech of Asafta Estvosa. Asafta Estvosa. That depends upon the Dusha Soretz. But if we hold the Dusha Shmiro is what shows the Lodeh, so we don't have an opportunity to be kind the mitzvah of the Soretz. So that's why the people says that even Eretz Yisrael is included in the scope of the very Baruch Shemuel. But Shmuel, he holds that it's Kitcho Losi, loving some male that there's a concept that applies only to Shorarotis, but not Eretz Yisrael. Alright, that's all. Now, I think I mentioned to you that there is a Gemara in Bamitzia, in Pirik HaSheir, in the connection with Bailey. So what is Bailey? Role of Ime. So then he's Potter. He's Potter. What does role of Ime mean? If the Bailey is Mushal to the Meloche of the Shema. So how about a Rebbe and Talmidim? So who is considered, when is considered a Bailey? So the Gemara in Bovitzi and Pirat Hashel says it depends. If the course of the whole year, not before Yonte, so if the Talmud is the Bailey, if the Talmud is the Bailey and the Rebbe is the Sheol, let's say the Rebbe is Sheol Behemo from the Sheol or the Behemo of one of his Talmudim, so some Mele, he's Potter, Anonsum, he's Potter, Anibadeide, Ipshie, Ekoiz Machleke, so the Bailey is Potter, or Chayel, Paschim, he's Potter. So he's Potter for everything. Why? Because the Talmidim are considered Misholim Lachti of the Rebbe. Because they are Mishibit of the Rebbe. Let's say, if the Rebbe says, we learn Misach HaShabbos, so the Talmidim cannot say, we learn Zvachim. We learn Zvachim. Cannot say that. So Mele, in the course of the year, if the Rebbe is Sheol Behime from the Talmid, so then he's spot on everything. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, to be a Rebbe, all you have to do is to be Sheol Behime from one of the Talmid, and then you don't have to worry about fame, because it's been boring. But if the Talmid is Sheol Behime from the Rebbe, so then the Talmud is high. So it's much more convenient to be a Rebbe than to be a Talmud, you see. Everything has its advantages. On the whole, it's a disadvantage, but there are certain advantages also. But before Pesach, before a regal, it's that way around. So then the Rebbe is Mishubet to the Talmud. Because if the Rebbe wants to give his shiur Misach Shabbos, and one Talmud says, now is before Pesach, I want the Shia in Lukas Pesach, so they can force the Rebbe to give the Shia in Lukas Pesach. In one Talmud. And it's now you don't have to take a vote majority. That's minority rights. In one Talmud. So says, we want the Shia in Lukas Pesach, so you can force the Rebbe and all the Talmudim that the Shia should be given in Lukas Pesach. That's minority rights. United Nations doesn't know about it. See, so anyway, so Mele, I mentioned to you, tomorrow, of course, we'll start the Mishnah of Milyar Agorot, and we'll cover as much as we can cover. I don't want to exercise any prerogative, but I just want to, first of all, I don't have a prerogative. So, I have a prerogative to give a shiur in the regular Gemara, in the Shabbos, not in Hilchas Pesach. But if any one of you will demand of me that next week and the following week shiurim should be given in Hilchas Pesach, whatever union you want, I'm willing. You can force me. sein Schuldig, sein Schuldig.
Shir Mem Vav in Masechet Shabbos by Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University, Tesla Shvat Tov Shin Mem Ches, February 3rd, 1988, and Wednesday.
Shikua Bigashu Bigabba, Nasinole Otapshir, so neatly posited with straw and stubble. So then that's not real fuel. So then there is no Xeo Shem Yechari. Because even if he's Mechate, he won't accomplish anything. So we are not Cheshish, maybe we do it. Let's do it. The difference of the Eitzim, however, if the Kilo was heated with real fuel, difference of the Eitzim, so then the Yitin actually literally. We actually did in a say, Yidret means moving away the coal, the coal, moving away. It doesn't mean take it out completely, but it means to move it away. And Yidret in a Seifa means to cover it with ashes. Now, you know, the universal practice is to put a blech, you know, a blech on the stove. So that's the Maril. The Maril says if you put a blech, something to cover the stove, so that's like Yitin Zeifa. Yitin Zeifa. It's true that Yitin Zeifa, so first of all, some say that the whole purpose of Yidrei for Yitin Zeifa, why is it Muta? If he's Gerei for his Ketem, as a Hekim. So from that point of view, certainly, so a Blech is just as much of a Hekim as Kirubikito. But some Rishenim say that Gorbikoto is effective, not just as a Hekim. The other Hekim too. But it's Mayit the Chamimus. It's a Mayit the Heat. But the Blech is also mighty, anything, let's say, if you have a guest stove. So if you don't have a Blech, so the heat is more than when you put the Blech. Imagine, suppose you turn on the gas, and then you put the pot directly on the fire. So it will cook more quickly, there is more heat, than if you were to put a Blech on top of the fire, and then put the pot on the blech. So it also reduces heat. So no matter how we explain the reason as to why gold bikotum is effective, whether it's because of heker or it's because it reduces the heat, so in blech you have both reasons. I mean, anyway, that's the universal practice, and that's based upon an ideal, and I don't think that anyone is chilek. So blech is considered glorificant. So that's now you'll find I think in the Frankfurt Tamaina community. So they have a custom that not only do they put the blech, but they also cover up the gezerings, because the whole purpose of Kolbi Kotum is that you shouldn't be tempted to have the holy house those. There is no chit the holy in literal sense. So what is the substitute for chit the holy house those? turning down the gas. So now they take the gas lines. They take it, all right, it's a nice practice. But I don't know, I mean, whether, I didn't see it that in all Jewish homes, but in the German community, I saw it done, it's a nice practice. But according to the Rishonim who say, like the Balamoya, that the reason is why go because to his mutar, because they had care. Some melech is, so of course, putting the blech without covering up the gas ranges, so is certainly sufficient hekel. And then, according to other time, because it's not only hekel, it reduces the heat. So by putting the blech, it reduces the heat. But it's all right, it's a nice practice. But I couldn't say that this is a must. I mean, I didn't see it in the other Jewish homes, but only in the German community, I saw. Yes, what is it?
Isn't there a chalit where we cover the jets and we're stopping you from bringing new fuel? There's not enough shashi to bring in more coals. The train of the jets isn't just stopping.
So what? I mean, we cannot make new zeiras. Only the zeira that the chacham made. Zeira shem yichad v'chol. And today, even though chitu v'choli is not shayach, but we are not at liberty to make a new zeira. Maybe he'll turn on the gas. But turning down the gas is like chitu
v'chol.
But anyway, so then it should follow that you're allowed, you don't have to begin with the regular, you don't have to put the brach in there. It's not so. Because you say, the chacham will not do zeira unless he will turn on the gas. I mean, you make it higher, the flame higher.
Shabbos, Shir Sanya Fest by Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva University, Rav Nisan Hetev Shimon Fest, March 24th, 1988, on Thursday.
Rashi, Yerokim, Mitabel Bechazeres, Zeu Losh Nagmore, Kinitan Eliyot, Hashamosh, Mitabel B'nei Me'ayim, Mitishol Macholo Malvitib, Shamosh Nimore, doesn't mean what Shamash means today. Shamash today means Chazan. It's strange, you know. Chazan today means Shliach Tzibur. So what is called today Chazan is called by Chazal Shliach Tzibur. And what is called, what Gemara calls Chazan is what we call today Shamash. And the more I call Shamash a waiter. So Shamash doesn't mean a sexton or a synagogue. Shamash means a waiter. So a Shamash, he really put up the table of the Hazeres as a magial of a Paris apart. So Rashi says, what it means, the table of the Hazeres, it doesn't mean one would be tempted to assume the table of Chazeres means he dips in the Chazeres. How can he dip in Chazeres? He can dip in the fluid, you cannot dip in salad. But the table of Chazeres means he dips the Chazeres in something. The Charei says, in something, in salt water. So the table of Chazeres doesn't mean that the Chazeres is the object that is dipped. Chazeres is the Tabo Chazeres, it doesn't mean that it's the thing into which it is dipped, but it is the object that is dipped. The Chazeres, in plain English, is Romaic letters. Chazaras, that's Chazaras, Chomim letters. And I emphasize Chomim letters, not regular letters, because 57 years ago, when we arrived in this country, so my father Zachin Rohr told me, and that was the assumption by all the Rabbonim and all the Gdelim in the United States, and 57 years ago, the many Gdelim, Daily Israel in New York, Daily Israel, I mean Rav Misha Rosen, Rav Tomashov, I mean Rav Henke, Daily Israel, who were considered Daily Israel all over the world. And they all said that you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of Moreh with regular letters, because Moreh, the Tamche, that is, I mean Chazeres, that is not regular letters, but what is called Romain letters. So, in other words, Chazeres, Eviel Lifonov, Mitabel Eviel Lifonov, Yerokes, so Mitabel B'Chazeres. He dips the Chazeres. In what? Either Chareses or in something. So he dips it. Mitabel B'Chazeres, Asher Magdia Lipar Peres Apas. So Rashi says, Zeh Loshen Admore, Kiditanya Liil, Hashamo Mitabel B'Nimayin, Lefishekol Macholom Al Vitibo. Mitabel B'Chazeres, Kleima, Imein Shom Yerek Acheir, Mitabel Achazeres B'Chareses, Deir, Ad Shemagia L'Paperes Apas, Kedem, Paperes Apas, the literal meaning of Paperes Apas, is an appetizer. Paperes Apas. That's the literal meaning. So Ad Shemagia L'Paperes Apas, Kedem Sheyagia L'Iso Chazeres, Sheyuechel Achar Amatzo, Sheyu Mibori Choleo L'Achilas Moreir, V'Tibur Rishin Kedei Sheyakir Tineik, V'Yishal, L'Fi Shein Regilim Bnei Odom L'Achol Yerek, Kedem Sudo. So why do we have to make a tutibulim? Kedei Sheyishalatim. Yishalatim. So Takonis Chachom. Now, in order to make a tinnik shudes. Now, so we make tutibulim. So then the tinnik will ask. I mean, I don't think the tinnik would ask, except that it's one of the of the four kashes, you see. Shefcha alayli seinu lam badil nafil pamachas. Halayla hazeh shtei pam, because I still remember the four kashes. From years ago. Halayla hazeh shtei pam. So this the Tinek asks, because it's one of the four kashes. But there are other things that we have to do in order that the Tinek should ask. Akira sashukhon, that is not a convention. It's not in the four kashes. So, and because of that, the tinnik doesn't last. No. We say Chachomim or Misaki that we should be madbi, we should make shnei tibulim, we should be eker as a shulchan, and given to the Rambam mentions. To distribute gazing, cloyes, candy to the nakes. They like it, the nakes, but they don't ask. They like it, why should they ask? So, and here, I mean, did you ever hear that a teenage should ask, Manishtana laila zemikola laila shepha lailis, Amy Halkin cloyes me gazing, Alaila zem Halkin cloyes me gazing? I never asked. I mean, and I suppose, I mean, that I was the youngest, so everybody else, as a teenager, had the same psychology. And I never asked that question. I liked it very much. So, and I don't think that that the average teenager ever asks, Shep chol haleleis, einon leikim ha-shulchon, halayla azel leikim ha-shulchon. But, Shep chol haleleis, ha-madbim ha-tulpan, ha-chaz ha-lechtib, I mean, he asked, because he's taught that way. He's taught us, but actually, as a shulchan, he doesn't ask. So how is it the chachamim were misakim kiddushinish al atinik, and the tinik doesn't even ask? But the chazal chas v'sholem, the were not great psychologists, chas v'sholem. It's inconceivable, such a ridiculous thought. The answer is, Kishish Latinik doesn't mean that he should spell it out, Kish Latinik. Kish Latinik means to arouse the curiosity of the Tinik. So, I know, I was a Tinik, I was a baby in the house. So, they say there, did arouse the curiosity, I didn't even ask, I was happy with that, why should I ask? If I was afraid if I want to ask, so don't take away the car. I was very happy that I was sitting at the end of the table, and then my father Zechen Livroche, so put with the car was first near him, and I was sitting, and I was the youngest, so I was sitting at the other end of the table, and the car was put at the other end of the table. I was happy, why should I ask? I was afraid. If I ask, they'll take it away from me. Like this, I had the whole kara before me. But kish latinik means to arouse the curiosity of the tinik. And then, kish latinik. So, suppose the tinik will say, man ishtano, lomo ikhem zashulcha. So what will the father tell him? In order that she should ask some sort of interest, I mean, we are doing it. In order she should ask, so how can Chazal be misakel kishish latinik ikadashogun in order the kishish latinik, and if the tinik does ask, I don't think it ever happened that the tinik did ask. But fortunately, but suppose the tinik would ask, so then we'll tell him, well, we are doing it in order that she should ask. Would he accept such an answer? If he has a sense of humor, maybe he will. And if he doesn't, he'll become very frustrated. If that will be the answer that will be given by the father, the answer is if he's stimulated, he'll ask other questions. This question he won't ask. I never asked Lomo Ikhan Sashulchan, but I asked other questions because I was stimulated. I felt everything was done for me. I was the baby. So that's the pshat kishish latinik. So, and this, you think that I'm just saying a joke, you think? No, I'm not saying a joke. Taisa says that.
That's
the last part. Taisa says, daf kuftes vavam adveis, kidish yachir latinik v'yishal, kleimar umitechkach yovin lishal v'shor dvorim. אבל במה ששאל לא מונה כשולחן ליפתם מה נשתה. Fortunately, he doesn't even ask that question. Too smart to ask that question. לא מונה כשולחן. It's too smart. He enjoys it. Why should he make an issue over it? You know, if he asks Kishayla, so sometimes the answer is it's straight. So, you know, so smart people decide not to ask Kishayla. So, of course, it's not a smart approach in real Shaila. But in this kind of Shaila, it is a good approach not to ask. Because if he asks, so they might take away the whole car from him. Like this, he has the whole car before him. Like this, he has glorious legazim. If he asks, they'll take away the legazim. Don't like it? Give it back to me. So, some male, so Jesus says, Umitirkaf Yobelisha Bishodvov. Yobelisha Yatinichisha means to stimulate the child. The child shouldn't feel frustrated and discouraged. He sees new things, he becomes stimulated, and he will interpret the new things. That's what the boss says, he's the beneficiary. Why should he ask? He gets a car near him, he gets curious, they gaze in. So, and Tuti Bulun is also a good thing. I mean, he enjoys it. To be tabled. He has a wonderful time. So, Tuti Bulun. So he becomes stimulated. So, Mamele, he asks other questions about Chom.
that when
Shir involved in the Sefer Shabbos by Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University, Tesla Shvari, Tepshimem Ches, February 3rd, Tepshimem Ches, March 8th, 1988, and Tuesday continues.
Now, the Tzidr Tonefesh is Mashiach, can you call it the Mishamai, and you check the concept of Tzidr? Then, it wasn't the cell of power, but we could say, maybe, I'm not saying the things he says that you did. But the reason as to why Tainsless has recourse to Mechakim and doesn't mention the price in Russian data, because one could argue with cogency, I mean, it wouldn't be in any way unreasonable. One could argue that way. That perhaps, according to Mishamai, who rejects the concept of Miteir, because Mishamai holds that the Tzirach Nefesh is true. Simchas Yontev is there. We could say that. So in Meile, there couldn't be a raya from the Braise that mentions that a little bit of the So that's why Tainsless mentions the raya from Meile. There is Pikuach Nefesh. And Tainsless it is not like the raya that we are looking at. That in Pikuach Nefesh itself there is a distinction between this Amalocha Shabbos and this Amalocha of Meile. Takes the Shita is, even though there is a special Zeus HaKosru, or the Shomru of the Yisroel of HaShabbos, HaShabbos Nosol Lochem, in Atmosol Shabbos, but the final analysis is declaratory of the same din that is implicit in the Zeus HaKosru of the Chayber. So Shabbos on the Meile, it's always true. There is no Hutzot. By the even in regard to Shabbos, where we have these specials of Sakosim, or the Shomu in the story of Shabbos, is the same din of Tzuyo. So, and still, the Gemara, and Tesis says the Girzeh, not Ram's Girzeh that reaches out, let's say, Mishael Linei, Imor, Yitzrichole, Nechaim Leal Dinochle, Agavinei. But Nechaim Leal Dinochle, Mamech, because Tesis Shite, Taisa Shite here on Shabbos is like the Shite that Gimel and Zion depends upon its less, not upon just Yomi. So Mele, so there is a question of the Raisa. And it's Truya. But the Kach Nefesh is Truya. And Taisa Shite is not like the Raisa. And Maram Rutenberg, vis a vis Shabbos, so the Kach Nefesh is a top. No, there is no difference, and that's the sheet of Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no difference between Shabbos and the other Yisroel. And the reason is why we shecht and don't give him Nevela to eat, because Nevela will have to eat 10 Zerisim. So 10 Yisroel Lav is more humble than one is a chorus, one is a skillet. That's the reason. But Shabbos and Nevela, all Yisroelim are the same. It's true, and still, the congregation still said, the Gemara says, that Yiddish woman is Mudah, so it's a raya that even where it's true, there is a heter of Yiddish woman. So Mele, even according to the Shammai, Yiddish woman can be. But that's the reason as to why Tesis doesn't mention the raya from the Braise of the Malo, the Machtum, Chodi, Shammai, Avatishin, Tzorok, Kitnechot, because then Braise can go out in the Sirah. That is true, but maybe according to the Shama it's true. So that Raisi goes out in Sirah, so it's Utro. But according to the Shama, maybe in Sirah Nefesh is also a din of true. The whole Raya the Shama reject the concept of death. Maybe that's the reason as to why the Shama reject the concept of death. That's why Jesus mentioned Raya.
I started saying, I want...
Sure, Yud Gimel and Sanhedrin continued by the Hoshiva, Chav Chesed, Yitosh, Dal, on June 28, 1984, on Thursday, continued.
That it was already paid. But where there is no time is born, then the Rambam wouldn't say, by the Valdovo, then the Rambam wouldn't say that the dying can pass on the basis of it. So in Mele, the Kasha of the Nisives, we can answer the Kasha of the Nisives, because the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Goruo Balailo, so two Eidim have to testify, two members of the Bezdin have to testify, and then Bezdin can paskin. So the Gemara has reference to a case where there is no time is born by the Teveya. So in such a case, they have to testify. But where there is a time is born by the Teveya, then without testifying, so that the Bezdin can paskin, because if they saw, so then it's not Goruo, then Mundane, that the time of the Valdovor is Emes, so they can paskin on the basis of the time of the time is Valdovor. All right. So that's now. That is also that finishes the Pirkei Avot Emunah. Now, there won't be any more shul in Sanhedrin. But Sunday and Monday in the morning at 9:30, the Bivinyadar there should be shiur in Chuppah.